And so we come to the end of the day, Thursday. Can you believe it, how the weeks just fly past? A very warm welcome to you to the programme As the Sun Sets. And there is, as you know, As the Sun Sets is the evening prayer of the church. And in place of the reading which we find in that evening prayer, I usually bring you the gospel of the day and reflect on that, so that the gospel of the Mass really becomes our diet for the rest of the day. So thank you very much for joining me, Father Emil, for this program As the Sun Sets. And let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask Him to be with us as we pray. So important. And let's not forget, we are still living in the shadow, the shade of Pentecost, where we pray that the Holy Spirit might come down upon us. We thank God for that gift of the Spirit, and may the Spirit continue to lead and guide us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Today, the psalms are from week 3 of the Psalter, Thursday. And the first psalm, 131, the promise of God to the house of David. Your faithful shall ring out their joy as they enter your dwelling place, Lord. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured. The oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. Until I will give no sleep to my eyes, and to my eyelids I will give no slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yearim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests will be clothed with holiness, and your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your faithful shall ring out their joy as they enter your dwelling place, Lord. The Lord has chosen Zion as his dwelling place. The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. And I will clothe the priests with salvation. And her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame. But on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has chosen Zion as his dwelling place. The Lord has given him power and honor and empire, and all peoples will serve him. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has given him power and honor and empire, and all peoples will serve him. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 41 to 50. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone gives you a cup of water to drink just because you belong to Christ, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. But anyone who is an obstacle to bring down one of these little ones who have faith would be better thrown into the sea with a great millstone round his neck. And if your hand should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go to hell, into the fire that cannot be put out. And if your foot should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye should cause you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die, nor their fire go out. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is a good thing, but if salt has become insipid, how can you season it again? So have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." Well, the Gospel tonight, Jesus in the Gospel tonight stresses so much the little ones of this world, the ones who are rejected. We know, I said yesterday about Mark talking about power and so on, we need to react to power and respond to bad power through prayer and faith and service. And today we have Jesus giving us another very, very powerful lesson. And it's the lesson of hospitality, kindness, and so on, not just to our peers, the people that we normally associate with, but to show real hospitality to the little ones of this world, because they believe in me. You see, in the days of Jesus, the little ones of this world, the children, had no place. And that's why the disciples would often shoo the children away from Jesus. "Go away, leave the master. He hasn't got time for you now," and that sort of thing. And Jesus would say, "Let the little children come to me." He always had time for the little ones of this world. And when we speak about the little ones, it's the people who had no place in society. Children, they were the lower rung of the ladder. They had no place at all. They were just of nuisance value. Women were abused. They were just the ones who had to cook and look after their husbands and so on. They had really no place in society. Widows had no place in society, especially if they had no children and so on. So there were many, many people in the day of Jesus who you could categorize or put into this category of the little ones of this world who are abused. We so very easily think only of children, and that's why in the world today there's been such an outcry about the abuse of children. And we need to see that the abuse of children isn't only the instance with regard to children, but it's the abuse of the marginalized, the little ones of this world. Say, children were one of these groups, women were another group like this, the lame and the crippled, the people who were not able to help themselves, they were also of just nuisance value in the world. So you had to be strong and fit and ready to do whatever you had to do in the world to have your place in life. If you're a politician, you had to be in good standing with the authorities of the time. You had to be strong, be able to take your decisions and so on. But there were the little ones who were not like that. There were many who had become disciples of Jesus because Jesus reached out to them. Think of the man sitting at the pool of Siloam for years and years and years, nobody to help him down to the waters. And what happened was Jesus noticed him. You see, Jesus noticed the little people of this world, the little people of this world. And so we also need to notice the little people of this world. Who are the little people of the world today? Well, they are the many, many unemployed people, for example. The people who go on strike. The people who react violently very often. The people we see on television. People who are thrown out of their houses because they want a roof over their heads. And so they will take any piece of ground that they see and put up their little shack and live there. These are the little ones of this world. And we can respond very easily and say, no, you mustn't build here, this is not your land, and so on. That might be the case, but let's listen at least to the cry of the poor, to the cry of the marginalized. Because many of these people are faithful people. They pray. They've got a love for God. And if we discard these people, the Lord is saying, it's better that you have a millstone round your neck and you be thrown into the depths of the sea. So the gospel today is a real challenge to us, because I know how you feel. I often feel that way myself. So let's not get too uptight about it and say, oh, well, Father, you know, this, that, and the other thing. No, no, I often feel the same way when I see some of these things on television, and I say, no, they shouldn't do this or that or the other thing. The little ones of this world, the migrants, the refugees, the immigrants, all these kind of people, they've got a heart and a soul and fathers and mothers and husbands and parents and so on. They're all suffering in some way. Now, Holy Father Pope Francis had reached out to some of these rejected ones of the world. And he encourages us to do the same. So when we listen to the gospel today, let's take out of our lives any sort of judgmental reaction to the little ones of this world. If you give as much as a drop of cold water to one of the little ones of this world, because they believe in me, you will be blessed. And so that's my prayer for us today, that we open our eyes to the marginalized, to the little ones of this world, so many of whom really believe deeply in Christ. They believe deeply in God. Let's pray for them, do what we can to help them. One of the little practical things we've been doing at Radio Veritas is, in this time of drought, there are many little ones and marginalized people in places like Senegal who had no water and were thirsty and needed water to wash, to drink, to cook, and so on. And we've taken about 30 tons of water from Radio Veritas, from good people like yourselves who have contributed water to us. Good people who have arranged transport to take the water down to the Free State. These are the little ones of this world, and this was a wonderful gesture of compassion, of love, of mercy shown by ordinary people like yourself for the marginalized, the poor, the little ones of this world who have little or nothing. In this year of mercy, let's open our hearts and our lives to bring drink to the thirsty, food to the hungry, visit the sick, visit the prisoners, to show some real corporal works of mercy in this year of mercy, this jubilee of mercy. Let's be sensitive then to the little ones of this world, as our Holy Father has urged us, and as Jesus himself speaks so strongly about in the Gospel today. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. He filled us with honey from the rock. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. Now Christ is the high priest of his people, and it is in him that we come together to make our prayer to the Father of us all. Father, put new hearts within us. We thank you for calling us into the church. Bless us with constant faith and make it a source of life for others. Lord, bless Francis, our Pope, and we pray that his faith may not fail and that he may strengthen his brothers and sisters. Turn sinners back to you and grant us a humble and contrite heart. Your Son knew what it was to be excluded from his homeland. Be mindful of those who must live far from their family and country. And give eternal rest to the dead. Bring the whole church together in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We offer you, Lord, our thanksgiving at the close of this day, and in your mercy forgive the faults we have committed. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Beautiful Agnus Dei by Michael W. Smith, which brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very, very much for spending this half hour with me. We've praised the Lord, we've prayed the Psalms, we've reflected on the Gospel of the day, and I pray that you'll have a warm, comfortable, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.